WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. 6 days of memorials for President Jimmy Carter begin today in his native Georgia. President-elect Donald Trump says he'll attend next week's state funeral for President Carter in Washington, D.C. The president-elect's been ordered to make another appearance, either in person or virtually in court in New York, for sentencing and his hush money conviction.
The judge has said that he intends to sentence him to this unconditional discharge. Now, what does that mean? It essentially means that Trump just gets off with a mark on his record. We've talked a lot about the potential for jail time or some other sort of sentence. That is unlikely to happen here, and the judge essentially says as much.
That's ABC's Catherine Falders. Authorities in Las Vegas say writings left by the man who shot himself inside of a rented Tesla before blowing it up outside the Trump Hotel revealed mental issues, including a struggle with PTSD. The 37-year-old Green Beret wrote the explosion was intended as a wake-up call. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. The deaths of three people in New Lisbon, now classified as a homicide investigation. A woman identified as 33-year-old Elizabeth Kolba was found dead, along with two girls ages 12 and 13, on Monday at a home in the Juneau County community. 47-year-old Virgil Thew is identified as a person of interest in the deaths. He should be considered armed and dangerous. Democrat Tammy Baldwin sworn in for another term as one of Wisconsin's two U.S. senators. She says fighting the opioid crisis continues to be a priority. Baldwin won a third term in the Senate, defeating Republican challenger Eric Hovde in November. Staff of the Wisconsin Elections Commission will investigate nearly 200 uncounted absentee ballots in Madison. During a special meeting on Thursday, the commission voted unanimously to proceed with the investigation. Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A cold first weekend of January. Decent amount of sunshine, though. A high near 17 today. Wind chill values around 10 below. For tonight, partly cloudy, a low near 3. On Sunday, a high near 18. Wind chills near 0. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Current temperature is 6 degrees.
99.7 Max FM.
Sad girl, yet brings me down all right. Tossing and turning and freezing and burning and crying all through the night.
Whoa, Julie, 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 do you love me? Julie, 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 do you care?
So much fun together. I was sure that you were mine, but leaving you, baby, is driving me crazy. It's got me wondering all the time.
Till then, I'll write you every day.
Saturday of the 60s and 70s. 99.7 Max FM and Julie, Do You Love Me? That is from Bobby Sherman. Hi, it's Kevin Kellogg. 6 minutes after 6 o'clock on this cold 6-degree morning. If you're up and about and taking the dog out or going for your morning walk, make sure you bundle up because it is cold out there. We're looking for some sunshine today. It won't really warm things up a whole lot. We'll get to the weather in just a little bit. You want to get a song request in this morning, 608-355-9970. You can call or text me on that and get a song request in. They're up and at it on the farm, staying warm this morning, and we're looking for some Gordon Lightfoot for Mike. A little If You Could Read My Mind on 99.7 Max FM.
If you could read my mind, love, what a tale my thoughts could tell. Just like an old-time movie about a ghost from a wishing well. In a castle dark or a fortress strong, with chains upon my feet, you know that ghost is me. And I will never be set free as long as I'm a ghost you can't see. If I could read your mind, love, what a tale your thoughts could tell. Just like a paperback novel, the kind the drugstore sells. When you reach the part where the heartaches come, the hero would be me. Heroes often fail. You won't read that book again because the ending's just too hard to take. I'd walk away like a movie star who gets burned in a three-way script. Enter number two. A movie queen to play the scene of bringing all the good things out in me. But for now, love, let's be real. I never thought I could act this way, and I've got to say that I just don't get it. I don't know where we went wrong, but the feeling's gone, and I just can't get it back. If you could read my mind, love, what a tale my thoughts could tell. Just like an old-time movie about a ghost from a wishing well. In a castle dark or a fortress strong, with chains upon my feet, the story always ends. If you read between the lines, you'll know that I'm just trying to understand the feelings that you lack. I never thought I could feel this way, and I've got to say that I just don't get it. I don't know where we went wrong, but the feeling's gone, and I just can't get it back.
Saturday, the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM. You Could Read My Mind from Gordon Lightfoot. Going out for Mike on the farm this morning. We find that Derek, working on the farm, needs some Elvis.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you
see what you're doing to me. When you don't believe a word I say, we can't go on together with suspicious. In your eyes, but here we go again, asking where I've been. You can't see the tears are real, I'm crying. We can't go on together with suspicious minds.
Saturday, the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM with Elvis and Suspicious Minds. It is 6:14 and 5 degrees outside this morning. One more request from the farm. We find that Valerie needs some Lobo, and I'd love you to want me on 99.7 Max FM.
When I saw you standing there, about fell out my chair. And when you moved your mouth to speak, I felt the blood go to my feet. Now it took time for me to know what you tried so not to show. But something you told yourself years ago. You'd never let your feelings show. The obligation that you made for the title that they gave. Baby, I'd love you to want me the way that I want you, the way that it should be. Baby, you'd love me to want you the way that I want to, if you'd only let it be. Now it took time for me to know what you tried so not to show. Now something in my soul just cried, I see the want in your blue eyes. Baby, I'd love you to want me the way that I want you, the way that it should be.
Lobo and Babe, I'd Love You to Want Me, 99.7 Max FM, 618 with Kevin Kellogg. And how are you doing this morning? How was your New Year's? Let's see. What did I do for New Year's? I worked New Year's Eve, of course, and New Year's Day, just we took down the tree. Yeah, we took down the tree and the Christmas decoration, so that is all done. I hope you had a happy and, I don't want to say uneventful New Year, but at least one that was safe. Let's put it that way. It is 618, Saturday the 60s and 70s, is brought to you by Fox Hill Auto Body, your full-service collision and auto body repair specialist, taking care of minor dents and major structural issues. Since 1985, Fox Hill's been helping area residents get back on the road with quality work at a fair price. Fox Hill provides free estimates, and they'll guide you through the insurance claim process. So give them a call, 356-9620. Fox Hill Auto Body, where our customers send their friends.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car.
Love driving in my car.
You have a house.
Going in my house.
Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
Don't wait. See Chris Stanton today, your local agent in Baraboo.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount savings, and eligibility may vary.
Max and Fair.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Vormans. A cold first weekend of January. Decent amount of sunshine, though. A high near 17 today. Wind chill values around 10 below. For tonight, partly cloudy, a low near 3. On Sunday, a high near 18, wind chills near 0. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Current temperature is 6 degrees.
6:22 on your Saturday morning. Let's take a look at musical birthdays and musical history. We start back on Monday, the 30th of December, where Paul Stuckey from Peter, Paul, and Mary celebrated his 87th birthday.
I dig rock and roll music and love to get the chance to play
and sing it.
I figure it's about the happiest sound going down today. The message made Papa's at the Trip Sunset Strip in L.A. And they got a good thing going when the words don't get in the way. And when they're really wailing, Michelle and Cass are sailing. Hey, they really nail me to the wall. Could really get it on in that scene. I think I could say something if you know what I mean. But if I really say it, the radio won't play it unless I lay it between the lines. Bye.
Dig rock and roll music with Peter, Paul, and Mary. Paul Stuckey celebrated his 87th birthday back on Monday. Also on Monday, we find that Patti Smith celebrated her 78th birthday. It's Because the Night on Saturday of the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM.
Pull me close, try and understand. Desire is hunger, is the fire I breathe. Love is a banquet on which we feed. Telephone. Love is an angel disguised as lust. Here in our bed until the morning comes.
Yeah.
Patti Smith and Because the Night, 99.7 Max FM. Patti celebrated her 78th birthday back on Monday. And also on Monday, Jeff Lynne, the leader of ELO, celebrated his 77th birthday. It's Sweet Talking Woman on 99.7 Max FM, Saturday of the 60s and 70s. Saturday of the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM, Jeff Lynne, ELO, and Sweet Talking Woman. Jeff celebrated his 77th birthday earlier this week, back on Monday. We find in 1966, the Monkees started a 7-week run at the number one spot with I'm a Believer.
I thought love was only true in fairy tales. And for someone else, but not for me. Our love was out to get me. Now that's the way it seemed. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. I thought love was more or less a given thing. Seems the more I gave, the less
use in trying. And all you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. Yes, I saw her face. Now I'm a believer.
Saturday in the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM, and I'm a believer from the Monkees, number one for 7 weeks in a row, starting this week in 1966. And then this week in 1967, the Beatles scored their 15th number one hit with Hello Goodbye on 99.7 Max FM.
Goodbye, I say hello.
the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM. You say yes, I say no. You say hello, I say goodbye. That's the Beatles, number one this week. Their 19th number one, their 15th number one hit, that is, this week in 1967. I can't read my own writing. Wayne Osmond, one of the original members of the Osmond Brothers, passed away at the age of 73. The news was announced on social media by Wayne's brother, Merrill, who shared the details that he died at University of Utah Hospital from complications of a recent stroke. Wayne was the second oldest member of the original Osmond Brothers singers. So let's pay some tribute to Wayne Osmond with the Osmonds this morning on 99.7 Max FM. The 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM with One Bad Apple from the Osmonds. Once again, Wayne Osmond passed away at the age of 73 on Wednesday, January 1st. The news was announced and shared that he died of a University of Utah hospital from complications of a recent stroke. Wayne, the second oldest member of the original Osmond Brothers singers. And we'll do some more Osmonds throughout this morning here on 99.7 Max FM. Right now, we do have 5 degrees, 642 with the cookies. the 60s and 70s. 99.7 Max FM and Apple Peaches Pumpkin Pie from Jay and the Techniques. 647. We'll check your forecast in just a minute. And do you want to make a difference in your community and have some fun? Well, we invite you to participate in the Pathway Home of South Central Wisconsin Coldest Night of the Year 2K or 5K Walk. It's a great opportunity to come together, raise funds, and support those experience homelessness and hunger. The goal is $35,000 this year. The event is going to be on Saturday, February 22nd at 5 p.m. They're going to start at the Civic Center. And all you got to do to sign up is choose the 2 or 5K walk. Donate. If you can't do the walk itself, you can donate by donating to a walker or a team. And all you got to do is go to CNOY.com/location/Baraboo and be part of something truly special. If you'd like more information, go to the Facebook page of Pathway Home of South Central Wisconsin. Again, this is taking place on Saturday, February 22nd. Right now, we do have 5 degrees. Like I said, we'll take a look at the forecast coming up here on 99.7 Max FM.
Hi, this is John from the Habitat for Humanity Restore. You won't believe the variety of items we have with all your household and remodeling needs. Lawn and garden supplies, tools, appliances, home decor, furniture, everything you need for your kitchen, building materials, lighting, electrical, plumbing, and more. Before you head to the big box store, try the Restore. Best of all, every purchase and donation helps support our local community. Shop, donate, volunteer at the Habitat for Humanity Restore in Baraboo and Portage.
Football season is back, and Gabriel the Promoter is ready to help you get the party started. Celebrate in style by booking a $100 round-trip party bus shuttle from Madison to Lambeau Field, complete with all-you-can-drink Miller Lite. Tickets to the game are not included. Don't miss out on the ultimate green and gold experience. Book your spot now. Brought to you by Gabriel Promotes and sponsored by Baldwin Street Grill. Call Gabriel the Promoter today, 414-944-1704, while spots are still available.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A cold first weekend of January. Decent amount of sunshine, though. A high near 17 today. Wind chill values around 10 below. For tonight, partly cloudy, a low near 3. On Sunday, a high near 18. Wind chills near 0. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Current temperature is 6 degrees.
She always wears charms, diamonds, pearls galore. She buys them at the 5 and 10 cent store.
She wants to be just like a Zsa Gabor, even though she's Donna next door.
'60s and '70s, 99.7 Max FM with Dion and Donna, the prima donna, 6:52 on your Saturday morning, the first Saturday of 2025. Remember that. Does anybody really write checks anymore? You know, it used to be we'd say, remember to write, 25 on, or the next year that would come up. But does anybody actually write checks anymore? I think I may write 2 checks a month, and that's probably about it. Want to get a song request in this morning? All you got to do is text me or call me, 608-355-9970. See what I can do for you on this Saturday. Maybe I'll help you warm up a little bit. It's the Grassroots on 99.7 Max FM.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. House Speaker Mike Johnson was re-elected to that post after two Republicans who initially voted against him changed their votes. After he was sworn in, Johnson told Congress that moving forward,
we have a big agenda. We have a lot to do, and we can do it in a bipartisan fashion. We can fight high inflation, and we must. We'll give relief to Americans, and we'll extend the Trump tax cuts.
The president-elect has been ordered to appear in person or virtually for sentencing in his New York hush money case next Friday. Judge signaled Trump will get an unconditional discharge out of respect for the doctrine of presidential immunity. Today, a week of memorials begin for former President Jimmy Carter with a private service at the Carter Center in Atlanta. Sources confirmed to ABC News the FBI found a very rare explosive compound used to make IEDs that did not detonate during the New Orleans terror attack. These were turned up during a search of the suspect's Houston home. This is ABC News.
Now there's news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. Democrat U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin sworn in for a third term on Friday. She says fighting the opioid crisis continues to be a priority. The deaths of three people in New Lisbon, now classified as a homicide investigation. A woman identified as 33-year-old Elizabeth Kolba found dead Monday, along with two girls ages 12 and 13. 47-year-old Virgil Thew identified as a person of interest in those deaths. A California man has apologized for his connection to a 15-year-old Madison girl who fatally shot a teacher and a fellow student at Abundant Life Christian School in December. 20-year-old Alexander Paffendorf did not elaborate on his role. A judge in San Diego kept an order in place to confiscate Paffendorf's guns.